Stutter Talk. This is Karen Herring from the B Team, and I'm here with Joel Cordy.
Hey, guys.
And Roisin McManus.
Hey, everyone.
And our special guest, Kelly Nelson.
Hello. Our very special guest.
Our very, very special guest.
She's nervous.
I am.
Oh. And Kelly Nelson also happens to be Joel's girlfriend, which is probably going to be an important part of the show. Not, you know, but like asking questions about Joel's personal life and all that.
I told her that the only thing she has to worry about is just to make sure that she's super honest.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Of course I will be.
Yeah.
Before we jump in, if you would like to contact Stutter Talk, you can call 206-666-5340. Or if you would like to write to Stutter Talk, it's stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com. Or if you have specific questions or comments or suggestions for the B-Team, you can write to bteam@stuttertalk.com.
Cool. Well, I think I can speak for all of us and say that we're really happy and grateful to have Kelly on the show. We've all met her at the NSA conference this past summer, and she's directly to her. she's really good at kind of sitting back and taking in all of these people who are telling her their stories and seeing Joel with these people and just seeing this whole community and just kind of taking it in and just being a really good presence there. I'm not really sure how else to phrase it, but so we're very happy to have you.
Thanks, Roisin.
You're welcome.
Nice of you.
I suppose I should probably give a quick Kelly Nelson biography here.
Love it.
Yeah. So, well, just to bring people up to speed on, you know, how we got into each other's lives, I suppose. So, Kelly is 25 years old. She's going to school to be a court reporter. And she's actually almost finished with school. She's just got to pass a couple more tests, and then she's going to be all finished with that. And we've been dating for about 2 years, and when we met, I would venture so far to say that you didn't know too much about stuttering.
Correct, yes.
And, since then you've come with me to some NSA chapter meetings and also, as Roisin pointed out, to the annual NSA conference. So she's been very supportive with that. And I also wanted to add that really when Kelly and I first met and we got together, it was really the first time in my life where I was open with everybody about stuttering. So it was the first relationship that I'd ever been in where I was open about stuttering from the onset. So that was also kind of cool because I was obviously kind of scared about being so open about it from the beginning. But I guess that's a fairly good short the bio.
Yeah,
is there anything? Is there anything else you would add?
I don't know. Not right now.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Now, I of course have lots of questions that I think would be interesting, but if you guys have any right off the bat to get us started, that might be kind of fun as well.
I have a question.
Okay. Don't try too hard, Karen.
I'll try my best. I'm just kidding. So before you met Joel, you didn't really know all that much about stuttering.
Right.
So can you remember sort of like what your first impression of like Joel and stuttering in general when you first heard Joel talk?
Well, I knew that Joel stuttered because my brother was in a band with Joel.
Okay.
And it was my brother mentioned it to me and it was common knowledge,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. But the first time that I had a conversation with Joel, I do remember being a little bit thrown off, but I wanted to hear what he had to say, so it didn't really affect the way that I looked at him or anything. It just was that it took a little longer.
Was that when we had that conversation in Wisconsin?
That's, yeah.
Okay, because that was the first time we really, actually talked at
right.
length.
The first time we actually talked, it was like, oh, hey, we're Facebook friends. Yay.
Yeah.
So 2010.
Okay, yeah. I have a really quick follow-up question just to interject, because I'm interested in this stuff, too, and we haven't ever, talked about the real nitty-gritty of it. So, and I don't know if you can remember this or not, but when your brother first mentioned the fact that I stutter to you or your family, do you remember what you thought about that or what your first impressions of that were? Did you think it was weird? Had you heard of stuttering before? Did you know anybody else that stuttered?
No, I never knew anybody, and I don't really remember, but I feel like I was like, oh, that's interesting. I never knew that, and I didn't really know what stuttering was about, or I never communicated with anyone who stuttered, so I wasn't really sure what that meant.
Okay.
Like, Joel stutters, okay, but what does that mean? Exactly.
Hmm. Okay. Makes sense.
So how was it, or how did it come off when he openly talked about it? I'm not sure if the first time you talked to Joel, if you advertised to her.
I think, I was initially attracted to her, so I just wanted to talk. You know, it's...
Don't put too much...
I just jumped on her.
No,
I'm just kidding.
At that point, I believe I had decided to go back to school for speech pathology. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was maybe like a year after I did the American Institute for Stuttering Intensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was about that.
So, I was kind of already taking classes to be, in hopes of becoming a speech pathologist. So, for me, one of the first things you talk to somebody about is, what do you do for work, or if you go to school, what do you go to school for? So I always think it's kind of easier for someone who stutters that's going to school for speech pathology to talk about it, because it's so much more, it's just like a real natural thing to talk about right at the beginning, is what you're going to school for. So I don't think it was too long into the conversation where we started talking about stuttering, right?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly, but from my perspective, when we first met, it made me feel really comfortable that he was so open about it, and so then I didn't have to feel weird about it, because we could just communicate and we could talk about things and he could tell me what he feels and I could tell him, little things. And it was just really nice that he was so open, and it gave me knowledge about it right away rather than me having to be curious and wondering all this stuff about stuttering. I first talked to someone who stuttered. I was very uncomfortable, even though I stutter. Like, I didn't know where I was supposed to look or what I was supposed to do or, like, what, if I should finish their sentence. Like, I just had no clue. And hanging out with you at the NSA, it's very clear that you are, well, it appears to be that you are very comfortable being with people who stutter, and like you're very at ease. Has that always been the case?
I don't think necessarily. I mean, it took me a little while to be completely used to Joel's stutter, but I feel like we communicate so much, and he just makes me feel very comfortable, and I feel like I know a lot about it, not as much as anyone, but
close.
You guys always say you don't really, like, nobody really knows, right? Nobody has complete knowledge of why people stutter, right?
Yeah, I think it.
Or am I think just it, completely
no, no, no,
off?
No, 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 you're right. I think that it is really, really, really hard for people who don't stutter to really get it.
Right, yeah. That was.
But I think it's possible.
Yeah.
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 What was the question that I was answering? If I was always comfortable.
Right? Yeah, or how you got to the point that you are so comfortable. Like, did you and Joel ever, like, talk about what was, like, what you should do? Or that was just sort of, like, you figured it out?
I think we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, you know, when we really talked about it is when I was interning at AIS, the American Institute for Stuttering. And she came to visit me for a weekend. And because I was there for 3 weeks, and it was actually Kelly's first time ever meeting anybody else who stutters. And I think the first thing we did is we went out to lunch with some actually real good friends of the show, Alex Spire and Mark Winsky, but I kind of gave her a rundown before. I was like, hey, you know, this is what you should maintain eye contact no matter how long anybody is going to be blocking for, and don't try to finish people's sentences. I think you already knew, like, this stuff, but I was really hammering away at the eye contact because I knew these guys were really working on eye contact, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I think personally, maybe that worked me up a little bit.
Yeah.
Becoming more nervous about the initial interaction with them. And then once I got there and met them, and it was like, oh, they're just two dudes. Let's go to lunch. No big deal.
Yeah, you're right. It was like that. Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, it maybe just worked me up a little bit more than necessary.
I just, you know, like the last thing I wanted to have happen was someone gets in a big block and all of a sudden, like, Kelly looks away or something. You know? Yeah, yeah. It probably was.
And the sky falls, yeah.
Yeah, a little too militant about it.
That's it. It all worked out.
So I have a question about. I'm always concerned about how close friends or, like, my parents or someone I'm in a relationship with feels when I'm with them and I'm speaking to someone else and I'm really struggling. Mm-hmm. How does it feel for you when, like, Joel is in a situation and you're with him and you can see that he's struggling? Like, how do you physically feel? What do you think? How do you cope with that?
Sometimes it's hard to watch him struggle, and it makes me feel bad, and it makes me want to, like, take over and do it for him, but I know that he does not want that. Like, that's the last thing that he would want for me to do. But it's nothing, it's not like an embarrassment thing. It's more of like a, like, I just don't want to watch him struggle so much.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
What was it like, I don't know, like, the first time I really, like, really talked to your parents, like, it was over, or anybody in your family, like, if there's a get-together for Thanksgiving, and, like, here's your boyfriend that, you know, you want everybody to like and want everybody to approve of, that's just, like, talking in this really strange, weird way. Like, how does that...
But you're really cool, so...
No, but, I mean, there has to be some... I don't know, I'm just... maybe I'm looking into it too much, but...
I don't know. I guess, well, you always want your family to accept the person that you like and that you're with. So there's always that, but the stuttering aspect, it's really hard for me because, it, like, I really could care less. So it's hard for me to go in to, like, a family setting. I don't know. Like, it just doesn't faze me to the point where I would worry about what other people are thinking about you.
Were you ever concerned, like, not as much what they thought, but that they might not know the best way to handle things? Like, they might fill in Joel's sentences or make some, like, dumb joke or...
Well, we kind of had an experience with that. We were going to meet my family at a restaurant for, like, a big... cousins, aunts, and uncles, and that kind of thing. And
oh, yeah, this is the first time I ever had an opportunity to meet anybody, really.
Were you talking about the last?
Well, things have occurred on several
but
occasions.
We need to be
but, yeah. Yeah, but this was the first time.
Yeah. So we were going to go meet up with my family, and we got there, and Joel met a lot of my family, and everything was really good, and then my uncle came over and introduced himself to Joel, and Joel got stuck on his name, and my uncle said, "Come on, buddy, spit it out," or something like that, and just, like, it was the first time Joel met him and just put this, like, I was just so mad.
Wait, so once that took place once, then the next time you met him, Joel, he did the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be, like, too, well, it wasn't necessarily on my name, and of course, I've talked about stuttering because it's, you know, such a big part of my life, and it's a really nice thing to talk about when you're uncomfortable around someone. But basically, whenever I talk to this person, it's just a lot of, like, weird faces, like, the whole time, and always trying to finish my sentence, like, all of the time.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like... so frustrating, like the most frustrating I think I've experience I've ever had communicating with anybody. Like, it's just weird, like how weird it is.
I think that's him being uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, he totally is, and, like, yeah. He's trying, you know, he's just doing what he thinks is helpful, I guess.
So I have a question for you guys then. Is there something, like, before you were to meet a significant other's family, or even, like, now, Is there something I could do or say so that it's not as uncomfortable?
That's hard because I've had people, like, ask. I had a boyfriend from high school into college who didn't stutter. And I met his whole family, and I was really close with his whole family eventually. But it was really, I had a lot of anxiety over meeting his family. And for him, he was like, they're not going to care, and they really didn't care at all. But I went back and forth on whether or not I wanted him to tell them before. And in the end, I asked him to tell them. Probably because also at the time I didn't really feel capable of telling them. but that's always a question of, like, I sort of deep down want every person that I ever run into to already know. because that would just be awesome. But there's something about, like, taking responsibility and kind of, like, power in the situation by to doing it yourself, but that's always, like, a hard question for me.
I have another question. So, in my opinion, no. I don't know how to word this.
What?
Okay, so some people who stutter talk about stuttering a lot, and I would kind of put Joel in that category. Well, I'm not sure if that's completely fair, but is there ever times where, like, you're just so sick of hearing about stuttering, Kelly?
Joel kind of goes in spurts.
I do, don't I?
When he was interning last, what was it, 2010, fall of 2010. And then when he came home, it was a lot of talking about stuttering and a lot of thinking about stuttering. And it kind of got to be a lot, but I do understand that that's a very huge part in his life, and he needs to talk about it, and I'm very okay with that. But
yeah, I think you're... Yeah, when you said that it comes in spurts, because it seems like, I'm sure you guys can tell that on the show, like, sometimes it's just, like, a huge interest of mine, and then other times, I don't seem to be as into it.
Yeah.
So that probably reflects on to our conversations.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yep.
Do you feel like Joel being really open and honest about this really personal thing with you and kind of just in general has sort of encouraged you to, like, be like that with things in your life also?
I would say so. I can't think of an example right offhand, but yeah, more accepting and understanding of people and what they're dealing with. Like, you never know what someone else is dealing with and how they feel about what they're going through.
I've got a question for you, Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly's been slammed.
For all of the other young adult males that are listening, does my stuttering make me more attractive?
Oh, my. That's a hard question.
Yes,
it is a hard question.
Yeah. Would you prefer, what if I could just...
I think you'd be a totally, a different person if you didn't stutter.
Mm-hmm. But if there was a cure for stuttering and I could take a pill to get rid of it, just to, you know... You already know who I am and stuff.
Kelly, don't answer this.
Yeah, please don't. This is going to be bad.
Wait, why can't she answer it?
I feel like no matter what she says, it's just going to be like a lose-lose.
How is it a lose-lose?
I feel like it's going to hurt no matter what she says.
No, okay, the reason I asked that, because I'm kind of, well, I think I already know the answer, and I just, like, I know that in my lifetime, there's been lots of times where I thought that stuttering was going to make me really unattractive to girls, and no girls are going to like me if I was open about my stuttering, and I know you've told me, yeah, before that you do think it's cute.
I do.
So, I just wanted to get that on the record. Stuttering is hot.
Very hot.
Yeah. But I could have probably been a little bit different about the way that I asked the question, I guess.
It was just going to be really bad if she was like, yeah, if they're...
like, take that pill, girl.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, we'll face it. You kind of have to be okay with stuttering to some degree to have a significant relationship with someone who stutters.
Right.
I mean,
right.
If you weren't, you know, we wouldn't be together, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a... that. Yeah.
I love you guys.
It's really weird because we're, like, looking at each other.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, are you guys, like, sitting next to each other at the computer right now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, we're speaking in the same microphone. And I have to say, like, I never, no matter how long I get in blocks with Kelly, I never really feel weird about it. But for some reason, like we're recording this, and there was, like, a couple times where I was looking at you, Kelly. I'm like, because it's like we're talking into the mic, but I'm looking at you, and I was, like, in a long block where I felt kind of weird. But, yeah.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Have you ever, speaking of that, have there ever been time when I got really stuck, like really significant block? Like, how do you feel about that, and what do you usually think when that happens?
Well, what is, like, what do you mean, if we're just talking, or if we're somewhere, or?
So, well, I mean, it doesn't, I don't block too long in duration usually when we're just talking, the two of us, I would say. Right. Yeah, but like a couple weeks ago we were at a concert, a show, and there was this guy there that I hadn't seen in a long time, and I was trying to introduce Kelly to him, and it was taking me forever, and I was just wondering, like, it actually got to me, like, it frustrated me. But like, how do you feel when I'm like trying to say your name, and you could say your name in half a second, and it was taking me like 15 seconds. Like, what's that like?
I guess it could be a little bit uncomfortable, but I feel like maybe it's just the exchange between the person and me, because we're, like, holding hands, shaking hands.
Oh, yeah.
There's that thing.
Yeah.
So, wait. Were you guys, like, continuing to hold the shake until...
That's what I... Yeah.
Oh,
because
that's what I do.
That's what that, like, she got to experience that.
Yeah.
That's, like, such a stutter thing.
I think I have a few times. Not to that extent.
Yeah.
But, and a lot of the times, the person that Joel's introducing me to will look at me and be like, okay, well, what's your name? And then I just look at Joel, and I just let him finish. And
yeah.
So that they know that, you know, he's not done.
I think that you always let me at least say your name, but sometimes the other person, because it's usually a person I don't know very well, you know, that because Kelly hasn't met them yet. And then they'll jump in with their name before I get a chance to say their name, because I haven't even gotten to Kelly's yet. You know, but yeah, you you've always let me say your name, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Joel, do you think there's ever times that you would prefer Kelly just to say her own name?
I mean, of course I hate this, but I mean, there has been times, at least, I will say that I can count them on one hand, where Kelly and I have gone out to dinner or done something, and I've just said, "Can you just talk tonight?" You know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's embarrassing because that's really not my thing. But it's been very, very rare that's happened.
Then there's the nights where I try to order everything, and you're like, "Wait a second, let me order."
Yeah. So the amount of times that's happened has made up for the times that, because it's been a lot of times where I'm like, I want to practice, so I'm just going to order everything.
I don't feel like you've told me just to talk very often at all.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, to answer your question, Karen, of course, yeah, there's been times, but I try not to let that to dictate, you know, what I'm going to do. Like,
sure.
You know, which is pretty much a generalization of a lot of things related to stuttering, I would say.
I have a question.
Okay.
So my question is, Kelly, do you have any, and this might be a hard question to answer, but do you have any preference or like sort of goal that Joel will use like more strategies to stutter less?
Do I have a preference?
Yeah.
No. That's
really.
Really? No.
That's awesome.
I'm scanning her face to see if she's being honest.
I wish we had this video of you too.
I am just really, really struggling, and maybe there would be a chance that if I did some things differently and used some strategies or spoke a little differently, it could be a little easier for me, but for whatever reason I'm just like not into it. Like you never think like, oh, why doesn't he just like try to do something a little differently rather than keep repeating that hard consonant sound for the 100th time?
No. Well, that's also not quite the same, Joel.
Oh, okay.
Because one's stuttering less and one's struggling less.
Okay. Yeah, see, sometimes I hear those things and I just think that they're synonymous, but I guess that maybe they're not. But I... Sorry, Roisin, go ahead.
No, just... I was kind of asking with stuttering or struggling, just like having a like a urge to like see you struggle less, and like I don't know. Yeah,
well, I don't like to watch him struggle. Like it makes me feel bad, and that I want to do something. But I feel like it's completely up to him how he manages his speech, and I shouldn't have any say in that because I don't know exactly what's going on and how he's feeling.
It's so funny because I feel like people who stutter assume that everyone around them has as strong an opinion of their stuttering as they do.
Yeah.
And it's like so not true. But like we're all like, well, no, like when I'm with my sister, I'll sometimes like ask her, like, did that make you uncomfortable that I was stuttering while I was ordering? And if she says no, I really won't believe her, even though she's being honest. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, like when Joel just looked at me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost just like we can't believe it that people don't care as much as we think that they should or that they do.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining
us.
Is there anything that you wanted to add that we missed out on in our drilling of you.
You guys didn't drill me too bad.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the show and being so honest, Cal.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly.
Hey, guys.
We appreciate it.
I'm glad Karen got on that to get me on the show.
Yeah, that's Karen's idea. Yeah. We'll all reconvene in Tampa next year.
Yay.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, you guys. You've been listening to the Stutter Talk B Team. If you want to get in touch with Stutter Talk, you can write to stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com. Or leave a voicemail at 206-666-5340. Or if you have questions, comments, suggestions for the B-Team, you can write to bteam@stuttertalk.com. It was great to talk to you guys.
Okay.
All right, bye.
What we didn't to do was make her stutter.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
What? Yeah. No, you've never made her do that before?
You're kidding.
You have to introduce yourself and stutter on your...
I've never done it.
Well, you know what? We'll have...
I'm so shocked right now.
This is happening. We're going to...
Jones.
We're going to have you say...
Jones.
This is Kelly Nelson, and you're listening to Stutter Talk, and then maybe we'll use that as like... You know how sometimes during episodes there'll be those little filler?
Yeah.
Nope, she's giving me a really dirty look right now, but...
Joe, I'm...
A little stutter.
Like, I'm so surprised you haven't made...
You don't have to do anything here.
Go out and stutter.
On the K.
How about not on the K, though?
Okay, whatever you want.
My name's Kelly Nelson, and you're listening to... Stutter Talk.
That was the smallest little stutter I've ever heard.
Man, it's a good
thing. That was my first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good for the first time.
Good.
Thank you, Kelly, for doing that.
Thanks, Kelly.
I'm proud of you. I could tell that you were not comfortable doing that.
I don't know why.
Well, it's just like the first time we ever voluntarily stuttered. We were, you know, it's really weird. It seems stupid. So. Yeah. If you're a fluent person, you're probably even magnified.
My cheeks are red. Put on your coat.